Chris and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Feeling good about the day, yeah?
Okay.
I guess it's a question to you. I just asked it weird.
Well, you know, it's real early.
Mm-hmm.
So, typically, I don't have an opinion about the day until, you know, maybe after 7:30.
So, I know a lot of people don't necessarily check out our YouTube channel all that much. We post up a lot of our podcasts on the YouTube channel as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can find that. However, I mean, when I say not many people use YouTube to check out our podcast, you know, the traditional way on, like, you know, Apple Music or just via the website, wdjx.com, click listen. You know, we get several hundred listens, couple thousand listens, whatever, via that way, via the podcast. Now, YouTube, on the other hand, is, you know, maybe we get on a good day, like maybe 20 listens on a podcast, you know?
Okay.
The reason I bring this up is, we talked about a Setting the Bar story yesterday involving the Mafia cooking channel.
Uh-huh.
Remember the dude that got busted because of his tattoos? He was in the Mafia, and he was running drugs. And so feds were looking for him, and he was busted in the Dominican Republic because of his YouTube channel, his cooking YouTube channel. And the distinctive tattoos on his arms, even though he had hit his face during this channel, the distinctive tattoos on his arms. So anyways, we talked about that in the Setting the Bar story. That podcast on YouTube erupted. It's got like over 2,600 views on it. And it's all because people are looking for this dude's YouTube channel. Like, no one can,
oh my gosh,
no one can find his YouTube channel, and people are coming to us going, do you know? We're like, I don't know.
That's hilarious. I know. Well, we never actually gave, like, the name of the channel, I don't think.
Well, we didn't have it. Like yeah. that wasn't a part of the story. That the actual right. name of the channel wasn't a part of the story, which I think is a key component. Because, you know, honestly, I bet his YouTube channel is fire. I bet he is cooking up some fantastic Italian food. Am I wrong?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, he was. I think he's otherwise detained. But yeah, I think that's the thing. Had he stuck with that and not done the criminal life, he could probably be living his best life right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think one preceded the other. I feel like his mafia was before his cooking. And it was only after he was like, you know what, I'm going to have to lay low. Let's start a YouTube channel of me cooking some Italian food. And had he done that first, I think probably he'd be the next, you know, Mario Batali or something. So
he could have his own show, like on, you know, Food Network or something. Oh,
the tragic. Mafia cook. It's the Mafia
yes.
chef.
Oh, wow.
I tell you what, you keep the sauce stirring. You stir that sauce, you don't want it to stick to the sides of the pan.
Listen, if you don't keep stirring, Vinny is going to have something to say about that.
Listen, you want to be gentle with your meatballs when you pat them around. You don't, it's not like you're trying to get the meatballs to pay on a expired VIG. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Listen, I don't think that we need our mob friends to come after us on whether we're authentic or not.
So my point is, every now and then, you know, you never know what the internet will grab.
Some hits.
But yeah, we've got a YouTube channel. It's the same as all our other social media, at Ben and Kelly Show on YouTube. And you can find a lot of our podcasts, a lot of our live, you know, segments that we do, from Misconnections to You Laugh, You Lose.
And man, you can go deep and find some things.
Yeah. But every like, now and then.
Because it's been up there for a second.
Yeah. Every now and then, though, like something will grab the internet, and they'll be like, hey, what do you know? And so that was one of them. That and the
Is it my sitting on a toilet?
No, well, I mean, some of those from like, you know, 10 years ago, definitely.
Ancient years.
Yeah, definitely mm-hmm. do have in the thousands and thousands of views. But
like a foot swirly, I think, is pretty high. Me sitting on a toilet. So it just kind of shows you the sick nature of the internet.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that get hundreds of thousands of hits or whatever.
All right. So coming up on the show, Miss Connections. Yes, this hour will have another setting the bar story for you. And also, what happens when you've got to try to almost work to convince your friends and family that the guy you're seeing is good. I know, that's kind of...
That's not
tough,
ideal.
Right, I know. All coming up on the show here on 99.7 DJX. Do this every single hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So somebody just hit the $235.4 million Powerball jackpot after buying the winning ticket at a Publix grocery store in Florida.
Honestly, didn't even know the Powerball was up to that because I typically don't even start paying attention until it gets into like the 400 million range.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Half a billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was the first time in nearly 2 months that someone got all six numbers correct on a Powerball ticket. Now, we don't know who won because that person has not yet come forward.
Smart.
And they have 60 days to do it.
Smart.
Well, yeah, they're hopefully... They are getting hold of financial experts.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Help them figure out how to navigate these new waters.
Listen, your Uncle Jeff is not a financial advisor.
No.
Hey, I'll tell you what you need to do. This is what you need to do with that money.
Give me a big chunk of it. I'm going to put it in a safe place for you.
I'll tell you what. You keep it under your mattress and it'll grow.
Don't keep $235.4 million under your mattress. I know that much. Now, the lump sum cash payment is going to be around $160 million. Or you can get the full amount minus taxes as an annuity paid out in 30 installments over 29 years. But does anybody do that?
I mean, I think I would.
You would take the annuity payment? What happens if something happens?
Nah.
God forbid.
Nah.
And then you don't get the full amount, or your family doesn't get the full amount.
Well, my family would, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
I could leave it in my will.
I'm not sure.
Hey, that lottery I won 27 years ago, family gets the other 2 years if I pass on.
I don't know. I'm curious if there are any financial advisors listening. What's the better option? Do you take the cash payment or do you take the annuity? I've always wondered that. I always thought most people take the cash payment.
I don't know. It depends.
You know, because again, who knows what's going to happen in the future.
True.
Yeah. So anyway, somebody had a really fruitful trip to the grocery store.
Right.
Honey, can you just swing by and get some eggs and milk? I know, yeah, grab a lottery ticket. Boom.
Pretty exciting.
So we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
You know how there are some people that are known for their features, their distinguishing features. Like, I don't know if you remember the actress Jennifer Grey from like the classic movies, Dirty Dancing and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Well, she had like that distinctive nose. And then when she had plastic surgery.
We didn't know that it was distinctive until she had the plastic surgery.
Right, yes.
And then we realized, oh, she looks real different.
Right, exactly.
Now that they've tweaked that a little bit.
Exactly. Well, Michael Strahan, what's his distinctive feature?
The gap in his teeth.
Yeah, the gap in his teeth. He's been known for that prominent gap between his two front teeth there. And apparently, he is interested in what life is like without that gap. So he had a dentist actually fashion him a removable, like, retainer piece that kind of gives him the look of having that filled-in tooth line.
If I go home and say I'm going to do it, it'll be like, don't do it. If I post, it'll be don't do it. If I talk to my friends, it'll be don't do it. If I talk to my business partner, it'll be like, don't do it. But I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know?
Okay, ready?
Get your out of here. In the moment, 50 years of the making. Here we go.
Yeah, so, you know, he's like, if I asked anybody, should I do this? Everybody's going to say, no, that's your feature. Don't do it.
That's your thing.
But he's like, man, I gotta at least see because, you know, for him, he's lived with it for so long. Maybe that is a source of just like, man.
Yeah, maybe he's been a little insecure about it all these years.
Yeah, who knows? So, anyways.
So did he look great?
He looks different.
Yeah.
He does.
Does it like change it all together?
If I didn't know that he was, it may not be the first thing that I noticed It's funny because I did see an ad of a person smiling, and the person smiling had a missing tooth and also a missing eyebrow. And the ad said it was an ad for like an orthodontist or a dentist or something like that. And it was like, you know, the first thing you noticed probably was the fact that this guy was missing a tooth and not the fact that he only had one eyebrow. Oh, wow. You know what? You're right. You know, teeth are a big thing. So I can see why, well, you know.
Yeah, I pulled up the tweet. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, his teeth look perfect.
Right.
They're bright white. They're straight. I mean, he looks amazing.
Yeah. But it's not Michael Strahan.
True.
It's not what we know as Michael Strahan.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's interesting that, you know, he can take that thing out, put it in if he wants.
Yeah.
Wow. They can do amazing things.
Hey, go ahead and retweet that because, you know, we're talking about it. People probably want to see it. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it. All right, coming up next, setting the bar story. Small example of what not to do when the police just ask you your name. All right, you know.
Okay, seems like a really simple task.
Simple question, even.
If you will, yes, simple question.
All right, simple questions sometimes have complicated answers. We'll find out next. Every morning right around this time, we give you a story that sets the bar for your day very low called Setting the Bar, all right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted because the fake name you gave police also has warrants, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang.
That sucks.
Oh, if you're going to pick a fake name, make sure it's squeaky clean.
Yeah, a Michigan guy and his friend were up to no good in a parked car. So police came over, wanted to ask some questions, right? Well, our guy got a little freaked out, gave the police a fake name. Police ran the name. The person whose name he used had active felony warrants. So, arrested.
Dang. Well, oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah. Good. Then during the arrest, the police found meth inside his pants along with a scale and paraphernalia in the car. And so it wasn't really until
not good.
Yeah, until they fingerprinted him downtown that they realized that wasn't his real name, his real identity. So yeah, wow. He got
it. It's even worse if you pick someone's name who has worse offenses than you do.
I know. But yeah, that guy was making a lot of bad choices. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted because you decided to give police a fake name that has warrants.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
My name is Sheriff Woody.
Really?
From Buzz Lightyear. The name is Buzz Lightyear.
Wow. What a coincidence. McLovin. All right.
McLovin.
All right, that's setting the bar. Real quick with sports. Oh, there's no reason to watch any basketball anymore ever. Monday.
Well, not men's.
Not women's either.
Dang.
Yep, Monday we knew that Indiana fell to Arizona 66-53, ending their run and bid for a Final Four. And last night, the Lady Cards fell to number one Stanford 78-63. After being up 10 points at half. So,
gosh.
Yeah, Stanford.
What happened?
Yeah, Stanford came back. Well, they're the number one seed for a reason. So, Stanford came back and ended up winning there. So, the Final Four, Stanford is going to face number one seeded South Carolina, and number one Connecticut is going to face number three Arizona in the women's NCAA tournament. So, yeah, Louisville's. Their run is done. Indiana's run is done. But you know what? Proud of you. Went far.
So nobody else in it anywhere in the region.
That's
we
right.
can officially not care.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. I've kind of.
I know. You've never.
Marginally been like, yay.
Right. So now we can officially not care anymore.
Okay.
All right.
We're checking out.
We're officially checking out.
Okay.
And that's sports. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so most of Planet Earth's brackets this year were busted in, like, what, the first round?
Yeah, for the NCAA,
men's tournament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is one person that actually managed to do the statistically impossible. He's 9. His name's Grant. He lives in Reno, Nevada, and he correctly picked the first 47 out of 48 winners in this year's tournament.
Shut up.
I see if they're better than the other team. Tell everyone that next year you should try doing what I did, where looking at how many they won and lost, the ranking, and other people, their players.
Oh, okay. So he's giving hot tips on what he...
Yeah, hot tips. So he's like, all right, well, I looked at how many games they won, what the rankings are, how good their players are. That's how I picked. Simple, right?
Yeah, but some of those picks are like statistically impossible to come up with. Like,
yeah, well, not for Grant.
Okay.
He's like, I got this. I'm a pro. So, yeah, he's super cute. We've got it on our website at WDJX.com if you want to see his little video. Adorable. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I just checked out the best teams, you know.
Perfect.
Their rankings. All right. And their players. That's how I picked.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Couple in-person races for you to sign up for. First of all, the second annual 5K for Kids presented by Interstate Batteries coming back in June at Huber's Orchard and Winery, so that's pretty cool. WDJX.com, $30. Portion of the proceeds benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kentuckiana, so that's nice. And then the Derby Festival mini marathon. The marathon's already locked. It's already sold out, but the mini marathon still you can register for. I registered for that yesterday. And so you know how they are spreading it out over 5 days, the mini marathon?
Uh-huh.
All of the, quote, good times to run were all filled. So I'm going to end up running after the show on Thursday, the 22nd of April.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we're going to do the show, and then I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to run the mini marathon now. Like, that was one of the only open times available. So like 10:30 on Thursday, April 22nd, look for your old pal Ben lacing up his shoes and running the Derby Festival mini marathon. We'll see how that goes. This is going to be a lot different, Kelly, because typically I turn to you to help me apply my runner's glide on my hashtag chafing nipples, but...
Yeah, not going to be there to do that. Going to have to apply your own.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be the same, but hopefully I'll be able to do that. So yeah, a couple in-person races there for you if you want to sign up. The 5K for Kids coming in June, and then the Derby Festival mini, which... Again, spread over 5 days and get all
that'd
that.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, kdf.org. But yeah, I'm doing April 22nd. It's a Thursday, just a random Thursday. And it's at 10:30 in the morning. So, all right. You know, hopefully.
Okay. You have to prepare your body with certain things, right? Like you have to drink and eat certain things so that certain things don't happen along the way, right?
What are you saying? So you don't like poop yourself out or something? Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, typically you got to watch what you got to carb up, and you got to figure out what your bathroom schedule is before big races like that. I know.
Yeah. You got to coordinate like the coffee drinking.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I'll, yeah. All right. All right. You know, sometimes you are bowling and you're in your zone and you look over and you're like, man, that is my future right there. And then all of a sudden, whoop, you got to go to the restroom and come back and poof, gone.
Dang cheese fries.
Dang cheese fries. So you got to go to the misconnection section. And that's where we come in.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try.
Hang on, I'll get there.
Craigslist.
Sorry.
So dramatic.
I know, it's a dramatic pause. Can I go first, Kelly?
Yeah, please do.
All right, I'm going to go first. Craigslist Misconnections. This one's titled... Okay. I really should preview these before I jump in. Your booty shorts riding up led to my jaw dropping down.
Oh, gosh.
Man for
all
woman.
Right. We got a wedgie situation going on, it sounds like.
There we were, standing in the bread area at the dollar store, acting all awkward.
Why are we awkward in the bread aisle at the dollar store?
For your information, that's my lucky spot.
Ow.
I've met two past girlfriends there before. Gosh, who knew?
Oh, wow.
Who knew? I was with my roommate, Dan, who was keeping an eye out for the ladies.
Dan the wingman? Dan. Scoping out the aisles at the dollar store for him? What a friend.
I mean, it's his lucky spot, Kelly.
All right.
You were the dark-haired lady with the muffin top near your neck area.
Wait a second. second.
What's he wearing, a turtleneck?
I always thought that was more in the waist
area. I did too.
All right.
I heard you say something in your cute, high-pitched, squeaky voice about a loaf of rye that was moldy last week, but you ate it anyway.
Man, when you need a sandwich and you're desperate.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
For some reason, I wanted to hop in your tiny little grocery cart right there so you could wheel me out to your car and load me into your trunk for some good old-fashioned car-thumping love.
Oh, my God.
Respond back to this so I can sleep again.
Wow, we're losing sleep. All right.
Over the high-pitched, squeaky voice, dark-haired lady in the moldy rye.
Moldy rye bread.
Yeah, eating moldy rye bread. All right. This is Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, it's getting hot at the bowling alley.
Yep.
Man for woman. It was the best of times on lane 9.
Oh.
Here we go. To the marvelous lady with the delicious left to right arm swing. Oh. I just got to say, watching you toss the marble down the boards made me hungrier than a baby pup sucking on a hound. Wow. That's quite an analogy.
Yeah.
Not only were you something special to look at, but I haven't seen a lady grip a ball like that since the 2002 Women's PBA Championships that I still watch on my VCR.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot. That's quality entertainment right there, it sounds like. My goodness, just the thought of you using that patented finger grip tip got me hotter than eating a ghost pepper in Death Valley.
Who is that? Ooh.
My only regret was having to spend the last 3 frames of your game in the men's room because I ordered the cheese fries.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Ooh.
Bad decision. Whatever they put in those things had my back door break down and weep.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yep. Them were actual tears coming out the back of my pants. Listen, I'm sorry about that, but I thought I might make it up to you with an old rub and hustle later this week.
What?
I don't know.
Is that a bowling term?
I feel like it's a bowling term, yeah.
Oh.
I feel like it is.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Dang cheese fries.
That gets you every time, does it not?
They do.
Oh. All right. Well.
All right. So, I don't know. We got moldy bread.
Yeah.
At the dollar store. That's his lucky spot. I mean, could he strike gold this time? Maybe. And then the bowling alley. Beauty. Yeah,
with the poor guy.
But
with
no
the,
cheese fries.
Yeah, no cheese fries next time.
No cheese fries on the first date.
Again, sometimes these opportunities happen in real life and you can't get their name. That's why you turn to Craigslist Missed Connections. On 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, Bitcoin is turning into a thing, right? And it kind
is
of.
Is it? And I it, see, I don't. All of that makes me so confused and nervous.
Yeah, I mean, it does me too. Now, Bitcoin, one Bitcoin worth about $59,000 as of yesterday, where I remember a couple years ago talking to even a guy that we work with here that he was like, Bitcoin, man, you ought to purchase a couple Bitcoins. And I even like created an account and I was like, all right, well, yeah, I'll get some Bitcoin. Because at that time there was like, you know, it was very inexpensive. And I look back on my life then and I was like, man, had I known, maybe I would have. And even if I would have bought a couple Bitcoin back then, who knows what I don't even know what I would do with it now. However, Chipotle is saying, you know what, we're going to put up $100,000 in Bitcoin and $100,000 in burritos for National Burrito Day giveaway. So you can guess a code and see if you can get either Bitcoin or free burritos. So that's something. Elon Musk is saying you can buy Teslas now in Bitcoin. And I mean, it's like this is turning into a thing.
But see, didn't we have that story not too long ago of someone that had like $2 million in bitcoins and forgot
their password? Yes.
And then, like, you only have so many chances, and then there's, like, not a real great way for them to, like, tell you what your password is, and so, like, then it's just, poof, disappears?
Yes, and it's gone. Oh, yes, yeah, I know.
No, uh-uh.
That freaks me out, but yeah, you know, Chipotle is doing the whole National Burrito Day, which I don't even know when National Burrito Day is, but apparently it's soon because they're jumping in and diving into the whole Bitcoin craze. I know that there was a football player who renegotiated his free agency, his salary, and said, you know what, instead of paying me money, why don't you just pay me in Bitcoin? And so they did, and then the Bitcoin obviously rose, and now it's worth like millions more dollars than had he negotiated an actual dollar contract, you know?
That's crazy, though. But that's crazy, right? I feel like it's crazy.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess money, if we really break down what money is, because we always say, like, find what to boil it down to, like, toddlers, like raising a toddler. Find out what your toddler's money is and use that as a negotiating tool or to take it away. So, like, if your toddler's money is his or her like blankie or his or her like little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy, you know,
whatever they place value on.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So money's whatever we place value on. And we've placed value on these little dollar bills for so long and gold and all that stuff. And so
but
now
is there anything to back it up, though? I mean, typically with our monetary system, you're supposed to be like, gold.
Yeah, gold in Fort Knox, right.
Yes. Right. So, like, how does that work then with the digital currencies? Like, what backs that up?
Man, you are asking the wrong person. I don't know of that. But I'm watching it, and it's fun to live in the if hindsight was 2020 world where you're like,
oh sure.
Yeah, I mean, I what if I had bought, like, 10 Bitcoin, now they're worth about $60,000. I could cash that in right now and be rich, or at least
if you knew your password.
If exactly. I would be trying every single damn password that I know. Like, okay,
well,
all right.
I think there's
this
a
one,
limit to that.
I know there
I think
is a
that
limit.
Guy was finding out there's a limit.
I know. That's crazy. So anyways, if you're up for it, a Bitcoin, Chipotle putting up some Bitcoin as their promotion there.
Now give me the burrito.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need something tangible. I need something I can feel.
All right, let's get to your feel good. Every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K brings you the feel good. What you got?
So this was sent to us yesterday from our friend Gary.
Mm-hmm.
This was a post from his buddy, Larry and Abby Link,
mm-hmm.
posted this saga about their daughter, Sailor. And when her favorite toy fell into the water while they were feeding turtles,
oh no!
Dad stripped down, found a bodyboard, and went to work to save the day.
He's gonna get her.
Oh, so he's just like on his
You're
tummy,
going straight to her,
like paddling with his arms look, in this pond.
Look, fine.
Oh no, the crying kid. Oh, and he got it!
Yay!
Look at that!
Yay!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, all is well. It looks like it's like a little
like dog,
little stuffed puppy dog.
Yeah,
with a little party hat on, little birthday party hat on. But it's like her absolute favorite toy ever, and she thought it was just lost to the turtles.
Man.
Forever and forever. But Dad, I mean, going the extra mile, like stripping down,
finding
a bodyboard and just swimming out to it, the big rescue, saving the day. It's pretty amazing. So thanks to Gary for showing that to us and sharing it with us. It's pretty great. We will we'll share the Facebook post. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Cool. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. I'm going to toss the phone number and text line out for you real quick before we get started. 502-571-9970. So if you want to chime in via phone call or text, if you're not too busy, you can with group therapy. If, you know, you've got some sort of issue in your life and you just want the opinion or just, you know, a third opinion from some people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation, you come to us, you message us, and we'll toss it out to the crew. So this one says from a listener, I've been seeing a fantastic man for a few months, and I couldn't be happier. I have an almost comically bad romantic history, And he is easily the kindest, most wonderful guy I've dated. The issue is my friends and family's reaction to him. He works at a moving company, and they think that dating him is beneath me. In parentheses, I'm a lawyer. I don't know what to say because I'm utterly shocked by their behavior. Several friends even send me updates on my ex's career news. He's also an attorney.
Wow.
They all know how big of a jerk he was and how poorly he treated me when we were dating. I'm not sure what my question is other than to ask, how do I get them to back off? And is this relationship doomed if I can't convince my family or friends to even give him a chance? This just seems like too much work. Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like she needs a new group of family and friends who are not going to just be happy for her that she's found someone that treats her well. It doesn't matter what a guy's job is if he treats her like crap.
You know, you always hear the saying, you can choose your friends, can't choose your family. So getting rid of your family is going to be a little bit more tough. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but they need to have like a real strong talking to her like, hey, do you guys not see that this guy's treating me 50 times better than I've ever been treated in the past, and it doesn't really matter what his job is? Amanda says, ma'am, you need to rethink your friendships. I was always raised to treat the janitor with as much respect as a CEO. If he treats you well and it's a good relationship, all the money in the world can't replace that. I'm older. I can tell you from experience, I'd rather be happy with a poor man than a miserable wealthy man.
Okay. Maybe money isn't everything. And Aaron on Facebook, honestly, I grew up in a family that thought I had to end up with someone who went to college and was in a lucrative field. My husband is a carpenter, never even considered going to college. My family adores him and thinks he's funny, and they're happy to see that he makes me happy. And I think they'll come around, but you just need to set boundaries with them. It's very toxic that they are overlooking how happy this person makes you, and instead are informing you of your crappy ex. That needs to stop. Yeah, there's a lot. Like, if you dive in the comments already on Facebook, there's a lot of F them off. Like you need to,
you need to tell
your family and friends just to blank off, you know?
Everybody's on team boyfriend because he treats you well. That's really all that matters.
Yeah, and I think that's I think everybody is saying that, you know, it's the guy that makes you happy that's important here. But I guess, how do you get your friends and family to come around, or do you even try to fight that battle? So I'd be interested to know if there's anyone who's been in that situation where maybe the guy you're seeing now wasn't the family favorite, so to speak, when you first...
Yeah, was it like on paper, like perfect in the family's eyes?
Yeah, and now everything is great because of, you know, whatever you did, because that's what I think she needs to hear. 502-571-9970. Man, we got something going here on 99.7 DJX. I think a lot of people probably feel some sort of way about this listener of ours who is seeing a great guy. However, her family and friends think he's beneath her.
She's a lawyer, yeah. And he works for a moving company.
Yeah.
And so her family just kind of keeps like updating her on her ex-boyfriend's career moves. He's also a lawyer.
Yeah.
They just, you know, keep waiting for her to, I guess, come to her senses. And there's so many people fired up about this. I mean, just about everybody is on team. You do you, baby boo.
And if you need like the support, I mean, because listen, the comment section can be rough. It's very raw. So when we will throw your, you know, situation out to our listeners and to our Facebook friends and texts and all that, it's very raw. But in this case, that this is a community of support for you.
It's supportive harshness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Emily said, oof. Yeah. Just wait until they need something moved. And then he's perfect for you. Anyone who doesn't care about your happiness isn't someone you want in your circle. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, do you think your boyfriend can help?
Nope.
Mary said, I'd tell him to go suck a peanut. And if they can't be respectful to the both of you, then you don't need them to be around. Also, highly disrespectful to discuss your ex-boyfriend at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Gia had a really good point.
Okay.
Who knows what this guy's future could bring? My husband was, as your family would say, beneath me when we started dating. I wasn't going to stop dating the best man in the entire world. I didn't care what he did for a job. He has seriously leveled up and now makes more than I do.
We've talked to listeners who are trash collectors, and they make some good bank. And it's like, you know,
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Someone's got to do it, and so hey, if you're happy with it, it pays the bills and everything, then you know, you do you.
As long as he's got a job, yes, for sure. Now, Sandy texted and said, first of all, I've dealt with my ex's family treating me poorly, mm-hmm. and his family broke up our marriage.
Oh my gosh.
I came from a poor family. His family wanted him to be with someone in his class.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to stand her ground. The family will find any way possible to break them up. Money isn't everything.
Yeah.
End of rant.
Okay. I asked for listeners who may have had that experience to call in. Ashley, Alyssa, thank you so much for hanging on. I'll get to you here in just a sec, okay? Hang on. Hang on. We'll get to you in just a sec. Her guy is a mover. He, according to her friends and family, is beneath her. She's an attorney when it comes to career, profession. And she's all like, you know what? Is this relationship doomed if I can't convince my family or friends to give him a chance? Seems like a lot of work, and I just want him to back off. And like, how do I approach this?
That's a really tough one. We've had so many people say, you know what? You're the one that's dating him, not your family.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to stand up to them and say, listen, he makes me happy. And if you can't get on board with that, I'm going to have to distance myself from you.
Yeah. Brad just texts in and says, show your family the post on DJX. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a.
Yep.
That's a way that
there's a lot of real honest comments that they could read.
Yep. Yep, they could. All right, let's get to a couple calls here. First off, Crazy Joe, what do you think?
Okay, she needs to tell her family, look, quit updating me with my ex's activities because he didn't treat me right. Y'all know he didn't treat me right. So get them together, take him out for brunch, and then open them up. Let them have it in a restaurant. And then say, by the way, I'm not paying the bill. Y'all can holler. I'm out of here.
All right, Crazy
and
Joe.
And leave them at the table.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hey, Ashley. So do you have any experience with this?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I met my husband when we were 18.
Yeah.
We dated for 8 years. We got married. This year is our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. When we first got together, my mom actually told my then boyfriend that he was not in her plan for me.
Ooh.
And that I was supposed to marry a doctor or a lawyer.
Mm.
So that I would be set for life.
Mm-hmm.
He works in kind of an erratic field. He's in film industry. So it's just whenever work comes,
yeah.
He's able to work for 2 or 3 weeks in a row and then he's not. But he makes more money than I do.
Okay.
But because he didn't have a stable 9-to-5, he wasn't what my parents wanted for me. And so for years and years, they constantly told me maybe I should be looking somewhere else. Maybe I should just, you know, sow some more seeds. And they even said things of that nature to him as well.
So how did you get him on board?
Well, it wasn't until I had a baby.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So the moral of the story is sometimes you can't change people's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just have to do what makes you happy. I mean, he and I have a wonderful relationship. We have a wonderful marriage. We're very, very happy. We don't ever fight.
Okay.
And I know that's crazy in today's times. But if you find that person that makes you happy and it makes you feel that way, sometimes you just worry about yourself and not everybody else.
Yeah. Ashley, thank you.
You are very welcome. You guys have a great day.
Hey, Alyssa. So do you have experience with this? And if you do, like, how did you get your friends and family on board?
So it's actually the opposite. I was not the fan favorite
for
my now husband's family.
Okay.
And it was just a really strange situation because, like, I was really successful, had a job, went to graduate school, and he had failed out of college, and they still did not like me. But now, like, he has a baby and a house and, like, this beautiful, perfect life. They got on board after our baby was born. So I don't know if that's not a really helpful answer, but, like, I guess just seeing the kid be successful in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how we had to work on it with them.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so it's still a work in progress?
Yeah. And it's been a 10-year work in progress.
Oh, Alyssa, that's tough.
Yeah. So I think it started because we were like different religions. So yeah. That did not help at all.
Well, Alyssa, best of luck to you and your guy.
Thanks. All right, have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know it's really kind of easy to say, you know, forget your family and friends. Doesn't matter what they say. But that can be a very significant stressor on a relationship. I have a friend who's, you know, her husband's family just really didn't approve of their marriage. And they haven't met like their daughter. Ever.
So I think.
And they've just kind of chosen to not be in their life, which is just heartbreaking.
If what I'm hearing is true, have a baby with them and that'll change
everything. Listen, I don't know if that's what we're saying. I don't think we, I think we just say have a baby, it'll fix everything.
I think in this case, listen to me really carefully. Have a baby. And that'll fix everything.
No, we only do that if we're ready to do that. I think let's just take one step at a time.
No.
Sounds like it's going well. Let's just have a talk with our family and friends. Say, hey, I'm in a healthy, happy relationship. Let's say yay for me.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
And be on board.
Do that. And then I'd love to follow up with you know, later and see how that all worked out for you. So make sure, hopefully, if you know, you're listening, you get back to us on that. So the Vigilante Public, P-U-B-L-I-C. If you get that into the website, you're in to win $1,000, just like Joanne did yesterday.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty unbelievable for Joanne. But I will tell you the exciting thing that we got to hear from Joanne, and we got the benefit of being able to hear the first time she ever saw a man naked.
Oh.
Oh. That's it. Oh, my God. Stop. Stop.
Oh.
Stop. Stop.
All right. Joanne, very excited there, obviously.
She's never calling here again.
All right. Let's get to your feel good. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Shining the spotlight on Ben Mazur, works at Schnucks Supermarket in Illinois.
Sounds like a lovely place.
So, yeah, he was wrangling shopping carts on March 17th. He heard a car horn repeatedly and frantically honking. Turns out the owner of the car was just trying to get someone's attention because there was a runaway cart rolling down the store's parking lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, you know, and you're thinking, oh, man, you don't want
to hit a car. Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. In the cart was a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a baby strapped into the child seat. The mom was putting her other kids in the car. They were honking the horn, trying to get her attention.
Oh, my gosh.
So Ben bolted across the lot, stopped the cart before it slammed into a stop sign.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So here's the thing. According to the store manager, like, their parking lot is a little bit on a slope.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of times carts can get to rolling fast. So he said, you know what? I just stopped and I just saved the baby.
Wow.
I saved the baby.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do.
Yep. And on the Facebook post, a lot of people commenting, not all heroes wear capes. Faster than a speeding baby. They need to have a Ben Mazur day at the store with cake.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And apparently the store did reward him, not saying how, but they give him a big old pat on the back for being a hero, saving the baby in the runaway cart.
Tell you what, Ben, you can take Friday off. Congratulations. But I'm hourly. I'll lose that money. Ah, you just take Friday off.
I'm sure it was better than that.
I hope.
We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories. We always give you these stories to set the bar for your day very low. So if nothing else happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? At least I didn't do that, right?
And that's a win
for
the day. Just so do nothing and you can avoid this.
Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your friend to the hospital in the bucket of a stolen front-end loader, you're doing okay.
How in the world did we get to this space? What is going on?
Let me roll this back just a quick sec. When 32-year-old Jordan had a little drinky drink and decided to steal a $75,000 front-end loader. You know, it's like one of those things that you see on construction sites with the big shovel in the front, you know?
Yeah, they like scoop things and then dump it somewhere else.
Yes.
And someone left the keys in that thing?
Well, I guess so, because Jordan took it and showed up at the hospital with his injured 40-year-old buddy in the bucket. Now, no word on how his buddy injured himself, but they wound up arresting Jordan on suspicion of felony theft, fourth offense DUI, and driving during a 15-year license revocation. So,
Jordan's... Yeah, well, you know what? Those are not typical vehicles for most people to have to just take on an errand.
Yeah, and could you imagine just being at the hospital and seeing the front end loader... I mean, in my mind, he dumps his friend from, like, up. Like, he doesn't lower the front end. I feel like he, like, dumps him like he's dirt.
I don't know if he'd figure out how to do that. Yeah, I feel like there is some sort of, you know, training that goes into how to work the levers so that you can gently bring down the bucket
or
tip it.
Maybe Jordan had a little bit of experience in front end loaders before, but again,
yeah, we don't know that. Maybe he has a background in construction.
Right. Couple no-nos that have happened. One, stealing a front end loader. No-no. Two, drinking and driving. Yep, that's another no-no.
No-no.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you can manage to make it through the day without driving your friend to the hospital, I mean, good friend there.
You want a buddy that's going to help you out in your time of need.
Yes,
but maybe not in this way.
Right. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. The entire show is there. Segments we do, it's all broken down for you there. WDJX.com. Click listen, or if you want Apple Music or wherever you get your podcasts, you can find it there as well. Man, the group therapy, I think a lot of people felt a connection to the listener who had messaged us because her family didn't necessarily accept her new boyfriend's career path as being one that was worthy of her.
Yeah, because she's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. They feel like that his job needs to be in like the same echelon.
That's right.
Which, you know, working for a moving company, they didn't feel like was equal in her world, which so many people are just like, listen, doesn't matter. If he makes you happy, that is all that counts.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just salty. You just want to sit her family and friends down and say, listen, the job of family and friends is to unconditionally love and support their family members.
Okay, well, okay? I'm not going to say that 100%, but yes, the majority of the time, they should do that. Like,
that's the definition of family.
Well, no, I'm saying...
Unconditionally support and love them.
I'm still saying you need to have some friends that can at least tell you the black and white of the issue.
Not in this case, sir.
Well, no,
it's their business.
Okay,
like,
fine.
He treats her better than
her
other successful exes who were jerks.
That is 100%. You are right with that. And I will say that the one conclusion we came from this is to have a baby and everything will be better.
No, that's not what we said. That's not where we landed. Nope,
so that's where
that
we landed.
So we don't fix it with a baby.
Go ahead and get back with us after you've had a kid and everything.
don't take that advice.
Let us know how that works out for you. So
we just have a talk with our family and friends. Say, listen, I'm happy. Please support that. I love you guys. Otherwise, I'm going to have to distance myself.
All right. Well, if you want to
have a baby,
chime in and you want to read all of the comments, like there are a lot. I mean, there's a lot of support in the comments section where
But it's harsh support because we had to hide some of the comments with the language, but we appreciate where your head's at.
Yeah, exactly. At Ben and Kelly Show right there. You can check that out. All right, the vigilante's going to hack in again in about 10 minutes with another word for you to win $1,000. So good luck with that. Tomorrow, April 1st. So
be careful of your April Fool's jokes.
We will have to. It's a tradition every year. The most iconic April Fool's story ever.
Yep. That's all tomorrow, plus a bunch of other stuff. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.